Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nice enough to join us on the line to talk about all things baseball and basketball from the press of Atlantic City. His name is Mike McGarry. Hey, Mike.
Hey, John. How are you this morning?
Well, Mike, there's so many questions. I'm not sure if we have enough time. So I'll start with baseball. You spent a lot of time around the Phillies in recent weeks, understandably. Last night, they fall to the Braves 4-1. They've dropped each of the first two games of this very important series in the final days of June. Mike, let me start with this. The performance last night, is this a team pressing? Is this a team just not good enough?
Maybe a little bit of both when it comes to the Atlanta Braves, right? I think the Atlanta Braves are an outstanding baseball team, obviously the defending World Series champion, and right now, you know, they've closed to within three games of the New York Mets, so they seem to be doing just about everything right. As far as the Phillies go, they haven't hit the last two nights, and there was talk in the clubhouse afterwards, Rhys Hoskins saying, we can't press, we've got to be who we are. But without Bryce Harper in the lineup, it's almost, you almost can't help but press, I think, in the first couple of days after that injury. So I think it's a combination of both. You know, they're now 1-2 without Harper, and in both losses, the offense hasn't been there. So, you know, they have to figure it out and figure out quickly because of their start this season. They have to play with a sense of urgency, you know, every day of the season now. And like you said, this is a big homestand with the Braves and the Cardinals, and an 0-2 start is not good.
So I'll get into Dave Dombrowski in just a moment and moves he could make hopefully as soon as today. But in terms of the other players on the roster, I mean, it's a $230 million payroll, so it's a big deal to lose Harper. But you should have other guys that can at least, you know, fill the void if it's for 6 to 8 weeks, starting with Nick Castellanos. Mike, when they signed him to that five-year, $100 million contract, did it seem like a good idea at the time, or did you have some reservation because it was someone coming off a career season?
No, it seemed like a good idea at the time to me. You know, it fit in with the plan, right? The plan was to outslug their mistakes, you know, outslug their way to the playoffs. But he is in the midst of a career-worst season and maybe a career-worst month. I think he's something batting around .212 this month with no home runs and 9 RBIs. He's hitting third in the order. And there was hope that, you know, Sunday in San Diego when he got 4 hits out there in that win, and even though some of those were off the end of the bat, that would get him going, but that clearly hasn't been the case, and you're paying him $20 million a year, and he obviously is not giving you $20 million a year worth of production. You're exactly right that with Harper out, some guys have to step up. He's chief among them. The second guy is JT Realmuto, mm-hmm. who has also struggled. You're paying him $23 million a year. You know, Bohm and Stott have had their moments, but they're still performing under the league average. So they've got guys who can potentially make up, at least in the short term, for the absence of Harper. But so far, in the absence of Harper, those guys aren't getting it done, and they better get it done soon.
Well, this leads me to another part of the roster, because last night there were two major league debuts. Mark Appel, good for him, nice feature story, approaching 31 years old. Has a nice scoreless ninth inning. And the first player in Major League Baseball since 1939 to make his Major League debut and bat in the cleanup spot in Darrick Hall. Mike, I as happy as I am for those two individuals, I'm at the same time furious. Because Dave Dombrowski, if this is his solution, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I think this has got to be a short-term gap, right? Anytime you're doing something for the first time since 1939 as a team, you know, it's like buying a lottery ticket, hope it works out. You know, promoting Derek Hall, great for him. Great that he gets an opportunity, but putting him in the cleanup spot is a red flag, right, that you have a problem or an issue with your offense. Dombrowski's history is that he doesn't stand still when you have these problems. I think, you know, the Phillies are going to try to go out and get a bat to try to bolster that lineup, because the plan was to out-hit other teams, and if you're not out-hitting other teams, the Phillies really don't have a plan. So I don't think Dave Dombrowski is going to stop with the moves they made yesterday. You know, no inside information or anything, but I would expect Dombrowski to be active and look to add a bat, you know, to bolster the Phillies, what has been, without Harper, a struggling offense.
Now here's the question of the follow-up to that. Okay, he's going to look to add a bat. We all hope he will and should. How long, what's the waiting period here? Do you wait till you get closer to the end of July to make that decision whether it's worth giving up a prospect in order to add a bat with a lot of unknowns here based on what we're seeing from the team? Or do you have to act soon, like within the next week or so, before things get out of control?
I think it's as soon as possible, right? I mean, why wait till the trading deadline, which I believe is August 1st or August 2nd this year? Why wait the month of July? You're exactly right. The Phillies, because of their poor start, have put themselves in a situation where, you know, they have to play with a sense of urgency every day. They can't afford a long losing streak. They're not the New York Mets, who got off to a good start and are now in a kind of a mini sort of swoon and will probably be able to survive that and make the playoffs. The Phillies have to win now. So, you know, the sooner they add a bat, the better. It'll be interesting to see what Dombrowski does, however, because he's trying to do two things right now. He's trying to make the playoffs this year while simultaneously sort of rebuilding the organization and trying to rebuild the farm system. It'll be interesting to see if he sort of robs Peter to pay Paul,
yeah,
if he's willing to give up any of those prospects. So that'll be interesting to see. But as far as getting a bat in here or making a move, you know, as soon as possible would be my recommendation.
All right, Mike, let's go to basketball. It is official. James Harden has declined his player option at $47.4 million for next season. An elected free agency, according to reports from just about everyone, he is likely to sign a 3 or 4 year deal at somewhere in the mid 30s per season. Mike, I just first need your reaction to this. Do you like this or dislike it?
You know, it's kind of like eating your vegetables, right? It's kind of what the Sixers had to do to sort of contend next year. I'm not going to set off the confetti yet over it, but it's kind of, once they made the trade, you're kind of committed to James Harden. And to have the best possible team you can next season. And when it comes to the Sixers now, and because of Joel Embiid and his age, that's all I'm worried about. You know, put the best possible team on the floor next season. I'll worry about 2 seasons from now or 3 seasons from now, 2 or 3 seasons from now. I realize that's an argument that gets franchises in trouble long term. But just much like the Phillies, the Sixers are in a win now mode. So Harden not signing the option, not opting in, signing a deal for less money. He told us he would do it after Game 6. He told us he would be willing to do it. I get it's a good sign. I want to see who the players are that you add, and it does allow the 76ers to be a better basketball team next season, and that's my primary concern right now.
Now, there is a report, Mike, that with the money that's going to free up, they are likely to sign P.J. Tucker to a 3-year deal. He is 37 years old. Mike, would you be okay with that signing?
Again, I feel much the same way about that signing than I do about Harden, you know, opting out and signing for less money. I'd love for the Sixers to get younger and more athletic, to get, you know, wings who are 25, 26 years old, you know, who can shoot three-pointers and play defense. I think in an Eastern Conference where you have to contend with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown up in Boston, Chris Middleton in Milwaukee, Jimmy Butler in Miami, you need athletic wings. It was clearly a weakness in the playoffs. P.J. Tucker is a wing. He's athletic, but he's 37 years old. Again, he's a guy that makes them better next season. You know, 3 seasons from now, I don't know about. But P.J. Tucker makes you better and tougher next season. And those were two qualities that the Sixers lacked in the postseason this year. So I guess I'd be okay with it. He makes the Sixers better next season. And again, that's my primary concern.
This potential 3 to 4 year deal with James Harden, is this what is transpiring, what we're witnessing right now with him opting out or declining and then re-signing with the team? Do you think this is something that would only happen with Daryl Morey? Do you think another GM would say, I know what I saw. Here's your player option, and then if you show us nothing, we're going to move on. Is this something that specifically would only happen if Daryl Morey were here?
No, I don't think so. I think once you make the trade for James Harden, like it or not, you're committed to him, right? I don't think anybody, any NBA team would make that trade and let Harden walk after 1 year. You try to maximize that trade. And what you hope is, you know, at the end of last season, it seemed to me that a lot of his issues were due to legs. I mean, he couldn't finish at the rim. His outside shot was inconsistent. A lot of times it was short. To me, that's problems with his legs. Now, he had the hamstring injury. He wasn't in, excellent shape. You finally have a normal NBA offseason. To me, you cross your fingers and you hope that, you know, he gets in shape or the injury heals and he returns to being somewhat of the player he was, you know, 5-6 years ago. Is it realistic to expect him to turn back the clock and be that MVP-level guy? I don't think so, but I don't think it's unrealistic to say he can be better than he was last year. I realize these aren't great answers, but these are what the 76ers have to offer us all right now, basically.
Well, Mike, let me go from the one market you cover in Philadelphia to another in New York. Because I'll be honest with you, I secretly am rooting for the Knicks to be competitive again, only because I miss the rivalry. I need a rivalry again between Philadelphia and New York. And over the last, 25 years, Mike, the Knicks franchise has always had their, quote, saviors. Patrick Ewing was a savior. Carmelo Anthony was a savior. It appears Jalen Brunson is the next savior. Mike, is this a good idea?
Again, you know, funny you say that. Look, Jalen Brunson is a very, very good player, and we're kind of familiar with him down here in South Jersey, right? His dad coached Camden. Now he's an assistant with the Knicks. You know, Jalen and his family have a house in the Atlantic City area. He's seen around the area in the summer. He works out in the summer gyms. He's a guy here who's won. He's won at Villanova. He was the second best player on the Dallas Mavericks, who went to the conference finals last year. He had 41 points in the playoff game. I think the feeling in New York is everybody's kind of, okay, Jalen Brunson, nice pickup for the team. I like it. The feeling is, what's next? And we're paying him like a superstar, and he's not a superstar, but I think that's today's NBA world where money is often, monopoly money, and then the contracts are not to be believed. But I think the feeling in New York is, okay, Jalen Brunson, he makes the Knicks better. He doesn't make you better than the Milwaukee Bucks. He doesn't make you better than the Boston Celtics. He doesn't make you better than the Miami Heat or the Sixers, and he probably doesn't make you better than the Brooklyn Nets, although who knows what's happening with that team. I think the question in New York is, what's next? And the Knicks have some assets to make a move. You know, they have 11 first-round draft picks. They cleared enough cap space where they could possibly get enough player. So that's it. You know, Jalen Brunson, nice addition, makes the Knicks better. What's next is what people are asking.
Mike McGarry does an awesome job covering the Philly and New York market for the Press of Atlantic City. For links to all his stories, latest things, all Mike McGarry at AC Press McGarry on Twitter. Mike, thanks, man.
Hey, John, anytime. Thanks.
All right, Mike McGarry, nice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.